Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tanner girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you?
I am doing great, my elf. And how are you?
I am fan-freaking-tastic. I am so inspired artistically living here in Santa Fe that I can't even tell. I mean, it's amazing.
I'm so happy for you.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I get going, you always get boxes.
Yay. I love boxes from my elf. Yay.
So always fun. Get something.
Creative force for good. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Anything I can integrate crystals into, I will. You name it.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, exactly right.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, today we're going to do Insider's Insight because we haven't done one in a bit and we have a little bit of a backup.
We have been lax.
Well, because, you know, let's be honest.
I've been tearing it up with life lessons
with Earth School. So let's talk about other people's stories. So this one's kind of long, but I love this person, how they talk about their dog.
Aww.
So yeah, it's a terrible story, but I think it's a long one. So everybody just like, you know, get comfortable, get a cocktail, get a cup of hot tea, whatever it is. But I'm going to go ahead and start. Are you ready?
Bring it.
All right. This past Saturday, our neighbor shot our dog, Goliath.
Oh.
Like I said, this is not a good story.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I mean, come in, like, did not bury the lead.
No.
Like, went out there with it.
Right there. Okay. Got her attention.
They said he was attacking their chickens. I miss my baby. Goliath has been breaking out of the fence by tearing the chain link from the pole on the fence door. We tried to secure it without completely redoing it, but it didn't work. There's a lesson in there, everybody. They got out and he went to the neighbors and the neighbors said he was attacking their chickens, but I don't believe that because Goliath wasn't the type to okay, this is a really long one I told you guys. because wasn't the type to attack anything. He was very calm and sweet. Our other dogs, Joker and Queen. Okay, by the way, love the names of these animals. I mean, like A++ on this, like winning the naming game, would be the type to attack the chickens. But anyway, the neighbor knows our dogs and has pet them before, but still chose to shoot Goliath and kill him. And then the guy left him laying in their yard and didn't tell us. We called for Goliath for an hour and searched for him, and my fiancé, Cherokee, was about to go ask the neighbor if they had seen him. That's when Cherokee, that's his name, found Goliath, and he was already stiff. We miss him so much, we are grieving now. We buried him in the yard and put concrete over the grave. I mean, that's intense. And drew his name, and we love you, on it. Oh, my God. This is killing me. I just wish I could have him back. I keep talking to him in my mind and telling him I miss him and love him. It rained last night, and the dirt under the concrete on his grave softened and caused the concrete to rise up. I saw it, and I said, oh, my God, even in death, you can't stay contained. LOL. I don't think this was a question. I think this was a story.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's such an incredible story.
But how devastating.
Yeah.
See, actually, I think she, in my world, is a hero because I could have possibly killed the person that killed my dog. So that took a lot of restraint.
Cancel Claire. Okay.
Cancel Claire. Sorry.
Yes. I mean, obviously. And she has other dogs to take care of. So it's important should she not be in jail for something like that.
I don't know. Oh, that's true.
Right? That's important. So, wow. That's super intense. And so there's not really a question on top of that?
I don't think there was a question. I think that it was a story, and I'm wondering if Goliath was trying to make a last appearance for them, you know, in the way of the ground moving up and all of that kind of stuff. Like, just like, I'm cool, I'm okay.
Right, right. Well, obviously sending a final message for sure, but just, and I love her read of it, right? And you cannot be contained. And I would just share the story when my dog died, completely different than Goliath, but, you know, 20 pound Shih Tzu, not even, she was like 15 pounds, big for a Shih Tzu. But after she passed, we went to a park. I just needed to be outside, and I saw her spirit, how big it was. Like, it filled the sky. It literally filled the sky. It just comforted me to no end. Like, how did that giant spirit fit into that little furry body? And, and so when you think of Goliath, spirit being so rambunctious and sweet and kind, and, you know, but couldn't be contained. Like, that's the one thing that really struck me in my experience when Maggie passed. And so then this, like, we can't contain their spirit. He's showing you that. He's like, I'm here as I always am. Like, my form has changed, but I'm still here. And I think that's
right.
The important thing. And, you know,
we talk about our furry babies a lot, you know, because they are part of our family. They are our family.
Total family. Yes. And so I think that, it's just so very clear, cannot be contained. And the expansiveness and the endlessness of that love connection is, let it be tangible, let it be real, still talk to him, help him, you know, have him help the other dogs. That's a great way to keep engaged. So that would be my thought.
Right? Give him a job.
Yeah, they love
it. That's what we did with Homer,
right?
You know, although Homer had his own job in mind. I mean, he still comes and visits Alex, our goddaughter,
right,
regularly. In fact, one of the things that we did, that Suzanne did, when we were the purge, I think, is going to keep coming up for a long time.
Yeah.
We were doing the purge. when we did the purge there, we had these photographs, these like professional photographs that Trisha Wood had done for us of Homer and Punky. And Suzanne looked at that and she goes, you know how much we love Homer. She goes, but I think Alex actually needs this portrait of him. And so Suzanne sent it to Alex, so she had Homer.
Of course,
his professional photo, right? So they are so much more than how people perceive them to be.
Right, and still available. Right, that's
right.
That's the big takeaway there, without a doubt. Without a doubt, yeah. Wow, and thank you.
Okay, so that wasn't a question, but it was a really a magical story and how she perceives and how she felt Goliath's spirit. So,
and I, you know, I always love a little giggle with grieving. I mean, I love a little giggle with anything. I think it makes everything, right. You know. So, this dog with concrete, like concrete's not a problem. I can get through that. <You know? laughs> And I will just say,
oh my God, that's amazing.
You know, for this situation, the fence that they didn't have it, quote unquote, repaired properly, if he wanted to get out, he was going to get out. He was just that kind of dog. Like he liked to challenge, right?
Right.
Yeah. Or a great game of, you know, tug or tug of war or something. Like he just loved, he liked that kind of playfulness challenge for him. Yeah.
Well, I think this story is saddening, angering. I can't lie. Angered me when I first read it.
It's a little rough. It's a little rough. Yeah.
I just don't think it's okay. It's not okay. And I think people can be horrible and evil. And that was an evil thing to do. But I think the way that she handled it and how she told the story and how much she loves him and the fact they poured concrete and they, I mean, that is like, that's honoring. So I do love that. Yeah. But I'm sorry that she had to go through it. So, yeah. Why don't we take a quick break so I can be sad about it for a minute.
Yeah, and just thanks for sharing your doggy spirit with us. Right? That's beautiful.
Okay, we'll be right back, everybody. And not, it won't be about
this
again, I hope. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
And welcome back.
Thanks. I'm speaking on behalf of all of our listeners, not just me.
Nice.
All right, I have another. This one is actually a question, even though the first one wasn't technically a question. Okay, here we go. Hi, ladies. I've been doing a lot of reflecting on my body image and how I'm so critical of myself. Welcome to being a woman. To sum it up, I've gained 20 pounds since college, and I pretty much base my value self-worth on my physical appearance. Even when I was 110 pounds. Okay, for the record, I was born 110 pounds. I think it's on my birth certificate. So adding 20 onto that, you are still teeny tiny itty bitty weeny weeny there. Okay, anyway, even when I was 110 pounds, no one asked for my commentary, but you get it anyway. Even when I was 110 pounds as a result of not eating due to stress, finals, forgetting to eat, not having time to eat, it still wasn't good enough. I'm thankful for the body positivity movement, but I'm still so ... I guess ashamed of how I look. What is something I can keep in mind to help me learn to accept myself, no matter what size or shape I am, and ignore the paranoia of what others may be thinking? That's a hell of a question, by the way.
Sister,
yeah, nailed it.
I mean, there's a lot going on there. Yeah, I mean, first of all, thank you for being so vulnerable and so transparent and generous with your experience, because there's not a person on the planet who hasn't felt some version of that. I'm not saying you're exact or even that it was about body weight, but just, you know, these bodies, they're heavy, they're awkward, they're high maintenance. Come on, right?
And some are more pleasing to eyes than others. I mean, and I'm not being ugly about it, but it's like, you know, that's just the truth of some, how people view and they judge.
Some get the physical lottery, and, you know, others get the, you know, Chevrolet version.
Right.
You know? which is fine. Like we get what we get. And there's a reason we get what we get. It's based on karma. And the truth is, it doesn't matter what you get, because you get what you got. And what you got is what you have to work with. And you can't do Earth School work without one of these bodies.
Ain't that the truth?
Full stop. So whatever body you have, however shape, functional level, you know, quote unquote defects, like differently abled, like whatever it is that you have, neuroatypical happening, firing, whatever, these bodies are the only game in town. So you have to honor, like, okay, this is what I'm bringing to the field today. You know, and I really like the concept of, I think of these bodies as outfits. My elf, you know.
Oh, and you do.
You know, I do. I like pulling together little outfits. It's my only creative expression.
And me, who I consider myself very creative, don't give two shits about outfits.
I know. Well, you have your own outfit that you like, right?
V-neck.
It's usually
t-shirt.
A V-neck tee and shorts.
And shorts. Exactly right.
Yeah. Right. And that's your outfit. Like, it's just
a uniform.
But the bodies that are the outfit that we're going to use in this lifetime. And if you want it to be different, if you, you know, need a little whatever it is, a zhuzhing up of something, talk to someone who knows how to zhuzh that particular outfit that you have. Like, that's how I think of it. I have one of my teachers, one of my Ayurvedic teachers, always called it the meat suit. You know, we wear these meat suits. I'm like, that is so vulgar. Like, it just, like, but she's like, no, that's what it is. Like, we literally, like, you know, and then there's Lady Gaga who literally wore
a dress. Look at you being like, all culture vulture. Oh, wow.
Okay, it happened like 10 years ago or whatever. But
still.
But my point is, like, that's what she would call, like, it's just a meat suit. It houses our spirit. It houses our spirit, and it is designed in a specific way so that we can express and experience the soul contract that we came in with. That's it. Like, that's how, if you can start looking at your body in through those eyes and not experience the pop culture or fashion bullshit lens that people pressure people for, like, don't succumb to that. They have no idea what your soul came to experience.
Exactly right.
Don't take on that level of dysfunction. And you can be aware of it, but you don't have to internalize it, right? That's the difference. You're never going to not be aware of it if you are a woman on the planet. You get judged every time you show up someplace. Walking into the grocery store, someone is going to judge you. It could be the cashier. It could be the, you know, whoever. But that doesn't mean that they say it out loud, or maybe they do, whatever, but it doesn't have anything to do with you. Remember, the assessment belongs to the assessee, not the assessor, right? The person who's having an opinion, it's the opinion that they are making that belongs to them. It doesn't belong to you that they're making it about. So full stop there. And then your job is to go, this is the vehicle by which I experience Earth School, and which my soul will activate in a way to expand and learn and heal and create healing for others or whatever path you're on. But if you can get out of the pop culture lens and put on the lens of my spiritual soul, it really helps to understand this is how I come to the game. This is how I come to Earth School every day. Yay. And start being grateful for your body. Start going, thank you. Do I wish you were a different shape? Yes. But I am so grateful that I have the shape I have. I have a body that's functioning. Because do you know how long your soul waited to have a body? A long time. A really long time. So that's my soapbox.
I love your soapbox. And, you know, listen, her message is loudly received by, I think, virtually everybody listening and including us.
Without
I have
doubt.
Obviously struggled with that stuff. And I will say, Suzanne has always kind of teased me. I have short legs and they're like tree trunks. And I am so grateful for my tree trunks. I have the most amazing balance because I have a lower center of gravity. So ha. She used to joke about my shoes, and because I have a wide foot and a high arch, she'd be like, oh, just throw away the shoes and wear the boxes. She called them Flintstone feet. And I'm like, my Flintstone feet are magnificent. Yeah. They don't fit many shoes, but they fit me. And it's like, it's just what it is. So I think your soapbox was beautiful and it was brilliant. And I only just added tree trunk legs and Flintstone feet to it because I think that, you know, that's exactly right. And it's like, I'm so grateful to be here. And I think that if this is the suit I have, I'm good. And here's the funny thing about the meat suit though. I just have to add, as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, I just have to add this kind of ridiculous thing, but it's true, of course, because I said it, is it was work. I'm sure it was at Fox, and they were talking about some apocalyptic movie and blah, 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 about the apocalyptic movie. And they're like, I'm not, you know, I would really fight and defend myself and all this kind of stuff. And I raised my hand and somebody goes, what? And I said, eat me first. I ain't living in that shit. Eat me first. So I acknowledge the meat part.
Yeah. Nice. And on that note, we'll be right back.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
And welcome back.
And thanks again on behalf of everyone.
And their meat suits.
Okay. Yeah. And their meat suits. Okay. I love the first sentence of this. And this is actually a question. So that's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
I love this so much. And it goes, I had the weirdest thing happen to me today. Like, you know, I mean, seriously, if somebody every day would come up to me and say, hey, I've had the weirdest thing happen to me today, every day would be more glorious than I had anticipated.
You know, these are our people, right? I mean, these are totally our people.
I had the weirdest thing happen to me today.
Bring it.
So she continues. I work for New York State and have access to the State Museum in Albany. I went for a walk there today and was fine until I got to the 9/11 exhibit.
Yeah.
When I walked in, I got extremely dizzy and almost fell. I left fairly quickly and felt totally fine after. What do you think was happening? I feel like it needs some heavy duty sage in there. Gave that just kind of like that smiling, that kind of teeth smile like emoji that I love to use. I'm going to hand that one to you because I find that you are far more of an expert in this.
Well,
when it comes to the mass tragedies, though, I mean, like they always hit you up when they're leaving their bodies. So that's why.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
I say that.
So, yeah. So first of all, I love that she is dialed in and sensitive because that's really helpful and made such a beautiful choice for self-care, AKA, wow, something is intense here. This is shifting. I feel unsteady. I'm getting myself out of here, right? Super helpful, super smart, super wise. Well done, gold star. What I think is happening there as someone who, I don't even remember what I was teaching. I may have been teaching Tarot. I may have been teaching spirit guides. I don't remember what it was, but someone brought me into New York to teach. And they put me at the hotel that overlooks the 9/11 site. I was like, are you hitting me with this? So I completely understand the experience that she's talking about. Super intense. And so because this was in Albany, right? New York.
Yes.
What I would say is that what she was reacting to is the people who came there and left their grief in this
exactly
place.
Exactly what was hitting me.
Right. Left their grief. And that grief builds up. And it will call in spirits who passed from 9/11, right? Because it's a frequency match. Does that make sense? Right. So
it totally makes sense.
And so it just builds up. The energy builds, it starts attracting, and the next thing you know, you've got a Ghostbusters movie just waiting to be filmed, right? I mean, that's it.
In Albany,
right? But that's what happened. Now, I just want to say this for people who, you know, who experience that sort of thing. If that is your experience, honor it. Like, don't do things that put you in those situations. You know, I think everyone is aware that, you know, when we had a photo shoot, when we started this podcast, we went to a graveyard.
I knew you were going to say
and
that.
I knew it. You know, I was like, I told the photographer, I do not want to go there. This is not okay with me. And she was just tickled. She was so excited, right? And I was like, I'm going to hate you for the rest of my life. I did not hate her for the rest of my life, but I was not pleased in the situation. The pictures were great. No complaints about that. But, you know, I was slimed for a month afterwards of just picking, you know, spooks off me. It was awful. And so, you know, my choice is to never be in that situation if possible. And if I do, you know, at least have enough lead time that you can lock down the protection. You know, whether it's just lining your pockets with black tourmaline, always a good choice. But these are things that, you know, these are things that you can do in a way to take care of yourself in these environments when you know that you're sensitive. It's not a problem for many people. And many people walk around with attachments and they don't even know it. So it usually builds up and has some sort of cost eventually that comes forward. But so that's what I'd say about that.
You know, and I think the other thing is the prayer protection, I think is, you know, if you do choose to enter into such a place and you have sensitivities, you know, I bring down a ray of divine light. And that's how it starts, everybody. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere on our Instagram account.
It is.
Memorize it. It's worth it.
But any prayer will raise your frequency. Any prayer, right? Especially one that you say a lot. Like it's in your frequency. It's already activated, so you can just say that too. You don't have to learn a new one.
And so, you know, whatever it is to help you get through that energy, I'm going to tell you, just this fun, I didn't even think about this, but this morning when I was walking the little Sticky Pie, there are a lot of, like in the square in Santa Fe, there's a lot of shops, right? There's a lot of animal skins. There's a lot of things that are made from animals,
ceremoniously, right? Usually, right?
Ceremoniously, absolutely.
And that changes the frequency.
It does change it. But I will tell you, I walked past one particular store this morning and I glanced over to my left and I felt that kind of pit in my stomach. And I thanked every animal that had been sacrificed for whatever it was that was in that store that I did not take a good look at because I felt it. And I'm like, I need to thank those creatures for being here. Glad you were here. You were needed and you were wanted. And then I have gratitude. And then I apologize that if it was a difficult crossing, that's a whole, and I think you taught me that animal thing. And it actually has absolutely shifted me, whether it's shoes, clothes, furniture, decorative things. And I say this because if this woman were to go back into the 9/11 museum, she could actually thank those that were sacrificed for that and those that had lost and give them gratitude. And maybe that might help a little bit, but that's just a thought.
Yeah. And again, just offering a prayer for them, like yes, offering a prayer is a huge, and people often forget how impactful that is in the energetic field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super important.
Yeah. What you put out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, think of everything. Like it's just such a, okay, now I'm going to pontificate for a second, but it is that whole, but you know, thought creates reality, right? I mean, thought is where everything begins. And so how could it not shift a situation?
You know? What they would say is when you think about something, it sets up a frequency, right? Whether I'm thinking about creating something or I'm thinking about work I have to do, or I'm thinking about someone I love or someone I'm in conflict with, or, you know, whatever it is I'm thinking about, it's X, whatever that frequency is, it's X. But when you pray about something, it is 10X. It literally amplifies the frequency of that thing. So that's why the power of prayer is such an underutilized tool. And I believe they've done a lot of studies on prayer. They've also done a lot of studies on gratitude, like the practice of gratitude, just writing down three things that you're grateful for at the same time, you know, morning, noon, or night, you know, but, you know, pick that time and say, this is my gratitude practice. Just writing down three things every day that you're grateful for actually, you know, has health benefits is what they find, right? And so that can be defined in a lot of different ways, but that's basically what the studies point to, because it's raising your frequency. And then again, prayer would raise the frequency even beyond gratitude. But oftentimes prayers are like you did for the animals that passed. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Like it's a beautiful acknowledgement.
What you just said reminds me, I think we did an episode, gosh, it might've been a few years ago, and it was the H2O, and it was the work of Dr. Emoto, right? Mm-hmm. And how he went and he looked under a microscope at the water from the Zamzam water, which is right outside of Mecca, and how that structure of those water crystals cannot be broken.
Because it's been prayed over for centuries.
For thousands and thousands of, right? Yeah. It cannot be broken. So I'm just supporting what you just said with a little bit of science behind that. And more science, because you added a little bit yourself. But it just like when you were talking, I'm like, oh, Zamzam water, Zamzam water, Zamzam water. The praying over for all of those centuries makes it unbreakable. So, I think that's...
When you pray a prayer that... Look, I'm all about prayer comes in endless forms, but when you pray a prayer that's been said for centuries, it is because that whole morphic field gets activated. So you have all that working on your side, right? So it's exponentially powerful. So, but pray from your heart directly, absolutely, all the time.
That's interesting.
And you can...
Now, I'm sorry, I want to go back to what you just said, because that's like an old prayer.
Mm-hmm. Any prayer that someone, you know, that's been prayed for centuries, right? It's like taking a sip of water. So it's beautiful. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. And again, I think it's people underestimate the power of prayer, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Well, it's also been thrown away lately. Let's be honest. Like, say, you know, thoughts and prayers. This has been it's been tossed aside when something tragic has happened, and they're like, oh, thoughts and prayers. And it's like, no, that's not actually a prayer. Tweeting thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers is not a prayer. And
just, it is not.
Just for the record, prayer is done, you know, in sacred space. And it can be in the cave of your heart, in a huge crowd silently. An authentically felt prayer is more powerful than anything that's showy and unified with thousands. That is just surface. So never underestimate the power.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%.
That each one of us have to reclaim or transmute a space. We all have power. And we've been in those situations where someone who is authentically charged can inspire or bring down the frequency that everyone's experiencing. And you are no less powerful than that one person. So that's how I
beautifully said.
Think about that.
Beautifully said. And the question, it was magnificent. I think we all actually learned a lot from your response, honestly. I'm going to go pray.
I pray all the time. Like
I do too.
It's unending, right? It's unending.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many things to be grateful for. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Including our incredible listeners who send us funny,
absolutely,
amazing, wowie stories and insights and experience. So thank you for sharing those with us. And
keep sharing, folks. We'll catch up with everything.
Yeah,
we will. Keep sharing. And anybody that wants to say I had the weirdest thing happen to me today, please. Encouraging everybody, but I really have a little extra oomph to those that want to say I had the weirdest thing happen to me today. Those are my favorite.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, my elf.
Thanks, y'all. And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.